This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, I am so excited to introduce our next guest. She was nominated for an Oscar at 14 years old. That's right. She topped the Billboard charts, hello, and her song Love Myself is my personal get ready for anything and everything anthem. I just worked out to it the other day and I was screaming it at the top of my lungs. And she has a Peabody Award for her role in Dickinson. She is the star of the brand new Marvel series, Hawkeye. This is gonna break records and flip everybody out. Buckle up. Please welcome back to the show, Hailee Steinfeld!
Hello!
Oh my God.
How are you?
Oh, I'm so happy to see you!
Me too, thank you.
Okay, let's face it, you've got this series coming out. Everybody's gonna be freaking out about it. This is Marvel Universe. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where did you dig? Where were your sources of confidence, Ooh. Inspiration, you know, badassery?
Well, I have the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe to look to for some inspo going into this show with Jeremy Renner, who plays Clint Barton, Hawkeye. This is somebody who's been in the MCU for some time. So to not only have this person who was the perfect person to just completely take me under his wing and show me the ropes, I was like so ready to go. And I feel like the dynamic between our characters, Clint and Kate, are in ways similar to mine and Jeremy's in that I was very ambitious and very excited and overeager to like jump in there and like get my hands dirty and do the thing. And with the archery, with the training, it all, it's so amazing. I love that with what I do, I get to experience something new and learn a new skill and pick something up that maybe I, in the past, have never even like at all considered. And with archery, it's definitely become something I love, and being very present, being very focused. And those are, you know, a few things that my character Kate very much is.
I love that. Okay, now speaking of close figures in your life, your brother is a race car driver, a NASCAR driver, but I'm looking and he has the old car. What is that called? Other than the coolest thing I've ever seen?
Thank you. Yeah, he is, I mean, this guy, the biggest thrill chaser you'll ever meet, but he drag races this truck now, and yeah, he's raced NASCAR, he's raced trophy trucks, off-road desert racing, he's done it all. Started with the, you know, dirt bikes and the go-karts, but he's made it a long way, and it's so incredible to watch him do what he loves. And I've always been so fascinated by how similar but different we are, and he just is, it's amazing to see him in his element because it's like so different from mine and like not anything I could, you know, ever do, so.
Okay, I love this. And I hear like girls go a little batty for him or a lot batty for him, and looking at him and he's adorable with his trucks. Are you protective of him?
I definitely am, but yeah, I am, there's no but.
And is he protective of you?
Yes. Absolutely. He is my biggest protector, supporter, champion. He just is my best friend.
Oh, I love that so much. I have always idealized siblings, and I even love the fighting. When my kids fight, I'm like, at least you have each other. Well, earlier in the show, we got into some Thanksgiving news, especially food news. And I was wondering, we brought a flavored snack, and I was wondering if you would try it with me.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, what is your favorite, like, what is your number one, you fight people for it, dish?
Okay, so my Nana makes a stuffing that is pretty hard to beat.
These are stuffing chips.
I know, I'm aware. Do I try it?
Yeah, let's try it. One, two, three, here
All
we
right.
go.
Go. Wow.
Right?
I'm not mad at it. It's not quite giving me Nana's stuffing, but it's giving stuffing.
Okay, tell me about Nana's stuffing. I'm hanging on every detail. What's it like? What's the ingredient? What does it taste like?
Okay, well, it's been a secret for a long time, but I've kind of gotten to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so good. And it's always like better as seconds, you know? Put it in the fridge, heat it up the next day. Oh, so good.
Okay, can we do a quick game with you, Haley? Thanks, no thanks.
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay, great. I love it. Thank you so much. All right. We wanted to get your take on all things Thanksgiving in a game we're calling Thanks or No Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to read off a list of Thanksgiving traditions, and if you're into it, say thanks. And if you're not, no thanks. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Running a turkey trot Thanksgiving morning.
No, thanks. Thanksgiving is like you sleep, and then the minute you wake up, you start eating. We're not running. No.
Okay, great. I love it. Okay.
Listen, when it's the holidays, it's the holidays. We take a break.
Oh, God. That is so incentivizing. Okay. Thanks or no thanks? Matching family pajamas.
Oh, thanks.
Leftovers for breakfast the day after Thanksgiving.
Absolute thanks.
Bringing Tupperware to Thanksgiving.
That sounds like something I would do, so that's a thanks.
Okay, thanks, no thanks to watching football all day.
Thanks.
Okay, one last one, putting up Christmas decorations on Thanksgiving Day.
Thanks.
Thanks?
Yes.
Oh, this makes me so happy because I want to decorate the tree with the girls on Thanksgiving, and we've never done it. And this year I was like, I just want to do it as soon as possible. Is Thanksgiving too early?
No.
We all love you so madly. And Dickinson is available on Apple TV Plus. I've been watching it. It's so fantastic. You're so magnanimous in it. And be sure to fight people in line for Hawkeye, which begins streaming on Disney Plus November 24th. Get it while it's hot. Haley, I just love you so much. You're the best, best, best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.